What's up, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition, once again, of the PPPD Purple Project Podcast. Yeah, that's right, that other K-State podcast. All things Kansas State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Here, recording here before the snow comes. As I just got home on this Wednesday night here in February 15th, 2023. This probably won't come out until Saturday. So be on the lookout for that, which features Gabby Gregory of the K-State women's team, basketball team, I should say, on another watch list. Again, we made a day late last week that she was on the Ann Myers Drysdale Award watch list there. She's in the top 10 in that. And while I'm on this, on my stool here, make sure you guys go to HoopHallAwards.com. That's all lowercase. HoopHallAwards.com right now. To vote for Gabby Gregory. That includes Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson on the men's side. I know the men are really are in a funk right now, but please, definitely, you might want to check that website out, K-State Nation. Get on top of it, and let's make one of our, at least, one of our cats in the top five or some, no worse than top five. Let's just put it that way. Because I know the men, they've hit the wrong slope of the scale. So we know where that. I try not to go too far with that. So, but still, vote for Marquise and Keontae and Gabby has been terrific, even though the team has been on a downslide themselves as well. But make sure you go for them. Vote for them at HoopHallAwards.com. It's kind of nice here that Dawn Staley has an award after herself, and she is still coaching. A legendary NCAA women's coach who is continuing to do Dawn Staley things over there in South Carolina. And more than likely, not try to jinx them, but you know, more than likely headed to another one seed NCAA women's basketball tournament. In later March. Gabby Gregory, on the other hand, adding another watch list to her resume here in 2022-23, being named to the Dawn Staley Award list here. The Phoenix Club of Philadelphia announced this. Actually, yeah, this was by the Phoenix Club of Philadelphia, excuse me. There's well of those that do not know or are new, kind of figure out what's going on, why is Philadelphia in this mix. Well, back in 2013, the Phoenix Club of Philadelphia established the Dawn Staley Award to recognize the nation's best guard in women's Division I college basketball, tying one of the most accomplished women's basketball players in the world from Philadelphia Public League to the nation's best guard in women's college basketball. The Dawn Staley Award is given annually to a player who has exemplified the skills that Dawn possessed throughout her career: ball handling skills, scoring, her ability to distribute the basketball, and her will to win. Yes, well, let's go over Gabby's one more. Well, I'm just going to get the average here. I'm not going to go through all of that because you should already know, because I already said this one time. When we mentioned her, Gabby, in the Ann Drysdale Award watch list, top 10 candidate, by the way. There's well, the All Big 12 candidate right now, ranked second in the conference. Almost 20 a game. She's coming up, and I'm recording this in the middle of the Baylor games, and I have not checked. I'm not there at Bramlin, so I've not checked what's going on there. But that could possibly be another 20-point game by G Square. We'll see about that. 86% from charity stripe, 3-point field goals per game, and then of course 3-point field goal percentage, 31% from downtown. 7th in field goal percentage, 40%, 8th in minutes played, averaging 33 minutes a game, 17th in rebounding, just averaging 5 there as well. So I didn't want to go over it too much there because that's basically being repetitive. But if you listen to the previous daily with Gabby Gregory and Ann Drysdale watch list, you should know all of that. But go back to that. If you're new to the podcast, again, welcome on board to the latest K-State podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. And go and feel free to download that along with our recent episode of episode 145 of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly, and I am working on something for next weekend. It could actually happen. So I'm talking about special guest related anyway. So we'll see what happens with that. And Gabby Gregory is joined by these other ladies. We saw Caitlin Clark earlier this year, or I should say last semester, Iowa, Ashley Jones, Iowa State, Haley Jones, Stanford, Diamond Johnson of NC State, of course, Don Staley's coach, Don Staley, not his coach, one of her players. Don Staley did play, but that was a long time ago. This is one of her players he's coaching right now, Zia Cook, Olivia Miles, Notre Dame, Haley Van Leith of Louisville, Kishana Washington of Drexel, Lou Lopez Schiano, from Connecticut. I butchered that last name. I apologize for that. Tinana Lotson of Florida State, Alex Morris of LSU, Antoinette Walker of Eastern Kentucky. That name is familiar, I believe, from the Ann Drysdale list as well. And Daisha Fair of Syracuse are on this list as well. Gabby Gregory and some pretty good company in here as well. So that's why, folks, K-State Nation, I'm all about the people. Go out there and vote for Gabby Gregory right now. Make sure she's in the top five. But this is a talented group right here. But at least no worse than the top 10. But yeah, go to HoopHallAwards.com right now to check out the awards. Gabby Gregory's already on two of them. Keontae's on several. Marquise is also on several as well. Go check those out and vote for your K-State players, folks. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You know the deal as well. If you're listening, if you're wanting to leave a question or a comment about the podcast, feel free, please. We love to hear from you guys, K-State Nation, our listeners of the Pearl Project Podcast. At Eddie_EG3 is the handle. Again, at Eddie, that's EDDIE underscore symbol at EG3. That's going to do it on this Gabby Gregory edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, daily edition, Eddie Greer game. Make sure you check out this week's edition. It's already out right now. Episode 145, of course. My co-host Alex Aiden is on it with me. He was not able to join me this week because of sickness. Hopefully, he'll be back next week. But for right now, go check that out as well, as long as a lot more other K-State coverage as well. So definitely we cover more than just men's basketball and football. Pearl Project Podcast. We're rolling out. Go Cats.